Way up in Oklahoma hills, amid the white oak trees and the daffodils, lived the prettiest Indian maid I ever saw. She was the great-granddaughter of Geronimo, and a ma with the tribe of the Navajo. I thought I'd like to have her for my squaw. Well, I got to know this Indian miss, and then set about to steal me a kiss, and she was just as sweet as the morning dew. We got out under that Indian moon, and then we really started to spoon, 'cause she was a romancing little Sioux. I love my Indian maid. Oh, I wish I could have stayed. I said, honey, I love you. She said, Pete, I love you too. I'll never forget my little Indian maid. Then along came a chief and 17 brave, and they started out to dig in a grave. And I said, who's that for? And the chief said, you. Well, they kept on digging and digging away, and I turned to the chief, and again I say, is that sure enough for me? And the chief said, ugh. I said, now, chief, I'll marry your daughter, but first I gotta have a drink of water. I think I'll run down to the river and get me a drink. I told White Dove to kiss me quick, and I started out running through them sticks, and I tore my pants and my rawhide underwear. I kept on running, I was afraid to walk, 'cause here come the chief with his tomahawk, and I was sailing over them cactus just like a bird. My boots wore out, and I'm all scratched up, and no cowboy should have such luck. Excuse me, folks, I better get back to the herd. I love my Indian maid. I wish I could have stayed. I want to go back to sea, but the chief's still after me. I'll never forget my little Indian maid.